Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspector Gadget, the plus size version of it, including Timothy Goh, who is not plus size. I'm just saying he's 14-year-old size.
I'm wearing a 14-year-old sweater. 14-year-old size sweater.
Have you had too much coffee today, Clarissa?
Not enough, apparently, since we're going to be spending the next 15 minutes talking about my favorite thing, coffee.
So you're not being hard on Tim just because you're over-caffeinated.
That's not being hard on him. No, I just paid him a compliment.
Yeah, I can fit a 14-year-old
sweater. I said he's a 14-year-old size.
Oh, I thought it was prelude to something else.
you cynical journalist-type person from the Business Times.
Okay, all right. My bad. Moving on.
Coffee.
Now, we love our coffee. Now, Tim and I have our disagreements on this front. Mm-hmm. He is a must grind from beans type of coffee maker.
Wow.
Disclaimer, I used to work at a very popular cafe before it became popular globally. Mm-hmm. So
I'm assuming this cafe saw you making lots of coffee.
You know, I guess so. Well, we were given free hand to create drinks while you're on shift, and it's all for free. So.
But you had more energy then, or you must still have the same energy now, because I've done that too, you know, grind and and then espresso shot. Wow, mm-hmm. I don't have the same amount of energy to do that anymore.
I just want to know if he can do my heart in my latte.
That I can't do.
You can't.
I can't do cafe.
Oh,
okay,
dear.
I've been trying every weekend when I do that, and it turns out something obscene. So you know.
Here's the thing: you can do that even with a capsule machine. So of course,
really,
because
it's the milk.
Exactly,
it's all
about the milk. So of course, one of the most famous capsule machine brands is Nespresso.
I would die without mine.
And well,
I'm just saying, if that isn't an endorsement, I don't know what is.
I need my Nespresso in the morning too, in addition to whatever else. I mean, lots more caffeine throughout the day. But yeah, I need to start with an Nespresso. But again, I mean, it's not for everyone. Some people want more control.
That would be me.
But if you don't.
Maybe he just likes the noise.
The banging.
We'll be talking about noise afterwards.
Right.
Okay. But really, if you're okay with the cap, and really I am, because it's consistent, you don't have to think about it. It's tried and tested. It's you know how much you're spending. It's roughly 60 cents, less than a dollar.
Which per capsule. Coffee selection do you have from Nespresso that's 60? Mine is like 82 cents a capsule.
You get different. The premium ones.
They're different. So it's less than a dollar anyway. So
Between
60 cents and dollar roughly. Machine price is 168 roughly to 888, mm-hmm. depending on the size, complexity, whether or not it has an automatic milk frother thingy. But, you know, there is a way to get it even cheaper.
How?
So Nespresso has a subscription program. How it works is basically there are three tiers. They've got the $35 a month, $45 a month, $85 a month, depending on the amount you drink. So
$85 would be mine just based on how many capsules I think I'm going to get.
There you go. So that's it. You spend $85, right? You get 85 credits that you need to spend on capsules.
Right. Okay.
$35 again, $35 worth of capsules per month if you don't drink much. And then if you subscribe...
I don't know people who would go through $35 worth of coffee in a month. They must be single.
Well, it depends. How many shots do you need in the morning? I need 4.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate that too. So there you go. I mean, for $85 a month, and if you commit for 12 months, mm-hmm. the machine is just a dollar.
I don't need the machine. I just need the capsule.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. So the point being... Maybe you can consider an espresso machine on your desk, for example, because you're not paying anything for it. You're just paying for the coffee, which you're drinking anyway.
Right.
So, hey, this is viable. So if there's no coffee machine in your office or you're a real stickler for how it's done or cleanliness and stuff like that, you have it, your personal one, mm-hmm. on your desk, just a dollar. If you sign up for one of these 12-month subscription plans.
That's not a bad
deal. And it's off the Nespresso site?
Yes, you can go there and check it out.
And all their various capsules and what have you.
Or are the capsules tiered as well?
Oh, so then
I don't
you
think
decide
so. No,
what you want to buy.
It's credit. As far
okay.
I could be wrong, but I believe it's credit for you to spend as you see fit. So you can have your Atas capsules, and then your money will be used up, your credit will be used up faster. Mm-hmm. Or you can have pedestrian ones. I'm waving my hand here. And
what
it'll last
longer.
What is your
idea of a pedestrian Nespresso?
The 60 cent
Ristretto,
Arpeggio,
Roma.
I love Arpeggio.
There you go.
There you go.
So that's only less than 70 cents, 60-something cents.
Yes, yes, yes. But along with that, I also like my Kaza and my artisan coffees.
Kaza, I like that one. That's a spicy one, right?
No, that's the really, really high, like 12 intensity type intensity.
There is one that's spicy.
And you can do an espresso, right? And then you can still do your heart because that's in the milk. See, I've just ignored you guys.
Do you
it's steamrolled.
Up with us every week.
By steamrolling right over you guys.
Can I just say, I do love Nespresso and the convenience of it, but when I got my machine a couple of years ago and started using it at home, I felt like I was cheating on my morning.
Okay.
I got nothing. Chris?
Look, I understand this. So, for example,
I kind of wanted to open the capsule and just make sure it's real coffee and smell it and, you know. It's like,
the thing is, for many,
I still got nothing.
For many people, an espresso coffee is maybe 90% there. That extra 10%, for some people, it could be just 70% there. And what about that remaining bit? You just wish it were a little bit less bitter, a little bit more concentrated, a little bit more liquid, less liquid, that sort of thing. For those people, maybe you want a full-blown coffee maker. And not all of them are crazily priced. Philips has a whole bunch, starting at $999, just under 1,000 for the entry-level Philips 2200 series, all the way to, let's see.
Philips has a coffee machine that has a grinder as part of the overall thing.
I think that's the Pico Barista. I could be wrong, but that's a top-of-the-line one. That's $2,099.
Oh, really?
And okay. In between, I tried out, tested the Philips 3200 series, and that's a nice compromise. So that's $1,400. Mm-hmm. A lot of variables you could pick. For example, amount of liquid, intensity of the espresso. Mm-hmm. So say you want it less intense and more liquid. It's just you press the button.
But this is still an automatic one. You press a button. And I guess that's why we're doing Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
Exactly.
All automatic.
They're gradations. They're gradations between, you know, a capsule all the way to grinding and then tamping down. Right? Mm-hmm. So this is a halfway point. You can buy the beans, it is a grinder, mm-hmm. or you can buy ground already and then put in the powder. So the various ways you can do this. Mm-hmm. Downside is, it's for the price, right? It's relatively affordable. It means that it's all plastic. And it actually adds to the noise when it's not an all-metal thing, which we'll talk about later. It is noisy. It's really loud.
I like the noise.
It's really
loud. Part of my coffee-making wake-up routine.
I tell you, the Philips 3200, while it does make a great cup of coffee, it's a few times the volume of an espresso machine.
As long as I can smell
really
that
loud.
Coffee brewing, I don't care about the noise.
I don't know. Again,
I need to smell it from the grinding.
And I suspect that the Philips...
He's still ignoring us, by the way.
The Philips 3200... See, I'm ignoring... I am. The 3200 from Philips might still not afford enough control for someone as... Oh, I've got to find something polite to say. As discerning as Tim.
How much is this again? 900?
1,400, the one
1,400.
I tried. Yeah. But though the entry-level one is 999. That's the 2,200. But there are even more sophisticated machines that are still not quite what you're thinking of, which is the traditional, you know, grind and, you know, old-school espresso machine, but afford a lot more control. Sophistication. So Bosch makes the Vero Barista 600.
That's a very nice looking machine.
It's beautiful.
Looked at it.
And here's the thing, it is noticeably less noisy than the Philips 3200. But you pay a price. It's $2,188, so almost $2,200.
Right. And does this come with an automatic milk frother as well?
It does. Okay. Actually, it does.
But I don't like the ones that are attached to the machine.
Me too.
Why not?
They don't
taste
the same.
I prefer my arancino.
Oh, okay. That's the one that spins at the bottom.
Yes.
Which I have too. But, I mean, it's one extra thing to wash.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Don't you feel safer when you know you're washing your own milk frother rather than...
Let me explain. Let me explain. So what the Vero Barista does, it has a steam pipe that when you're not using it, tucks away. Mm-hmm. And then when you want
washed.
It's you can detach it. When you use it, the the milk tumbler, so to speak, is separate. So you wash that.
Mm-hmm.
And then every few times, a few rounds of coffee, then you remove the tube and wash it. So it's modular.
As opposed to washing your Arachino every time you froth it.
It's milk.
I know.
It's milk. It's dairy.
It's an compact, all-in-one solution for someone like me with not a lot of space. I don't have a lot of personal space at home. The kids crowd out everything. So it's self-contained. It's not too noisy.
Mm-hmm.
And it does multiple shot coffee really well. So this is one of the features called Aroma Double Shot, I think, mm-hmm, where they grind the second shot in a different way and produce it in a different way so that it's not as bitter as you'd expect from a traditional double shot from this machine, a machine setup.
But some of us like the bitter.
You let the water flow and get the bitterness of whatever's left over.
You can do that too. Mm. But if you already have the bitterness, you often can't dial it down.
Right.
You have the option to start not too bitter and dial it up.
I see.
Yeah. See? So that's what this gets you. You pay for it, of course, again, about $2,200, right? So it's about $800 more expensive.
I'll say this again. I think they're actually very good looking. Mm. I like the Philips because it grinds the coffee on the top of the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least that's the one I know because that's the one I used to have before I switched to the Nespresso.
Most of them grind at the top.
Wanted to get my coffee. I wanted to get to my caffeine shot sooner. Mm. That's all I can say. You know?
I like to measure the humidity in the morning and then adjust
time and energy. Time and energy. I admire you, Tim. I do not have the time and energy.
This is a guy who has the time to have four shots of coffee.
Impressive, I must say.
I need that. Four shots
in
a shower.
Two, and I'm in the shower.
I can't crawl into the shower without my four shots.
Alrighty then.
So the first one is a test shot. That's when you kind of measure if the grind is correct.
What?
Sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you don't know if it's humid or dry, and you have to adjust between fine 1, 2, 3 and adjust your tensing.
I got nothing.
And
I'm struggling myself here.
At this point, I'm already halfway. While Tim is adjusting and has a test shot, I'm already halfway through cup two of my ristretto.
Well, thank you, because this helped. That's the other end. So that's the fourth option, right?
Manual.
Capsule, which is fully automated at one end, and we've established it costs less than $1,000, right, to get that. Then we have the entry-level manual. That's 1,000+, right?
Yep.
Philips has a bunch of those. Then 2,000+ gets you the really fine grain control in automatic. But if you have time to do a test shot every morning, you can have a traditional espresso machine where
with the tamper and everything.
Yeah.
I know what I'm buying for you for Christmas.
A tamper?
Yes, a coffee tamper.
Yeah. Okay. All right then. Yeah.
Engraved with your initials
in fact,
and everything.
You know, when the brew basket, you can
the
have.
What?
The porter filter.
Do you know what he's talking about, Clarissa? I don't know what he's talking about.
There are different kinds of it that you can have a double coated one, so it pressurizes the coffee. It's, again, cheating because you get all the crema, even if you don't have the perfect grind.
I get all the crema with my Nespresso.
Which I was just thinking that. Thank you. Thank you.
Because it's all pressurized in that capsule. When the water is pushed in and pulled, when the espresso is being pulled, it's pressurized, and that's why you get all the crema.
Does it cost more, that special, this basket?
No, it just comes with a whole set, so you can either use that.
How much does the whole set cost?
And that's what I was trying to dig for.
Okay, this is the thing that I made a mistake doing, because it was selling for over $1,000+ in Singapore at that time, and I bought it in the U.S. for half the price. Of course, everything is cheaper in the U.S., but I have to come back here and buy a voltage converter, a big one, which costs another few $100s. So it was the same.
Rookie mistake. You should know better. You should know better.
You should have a few of those lying around.
You've covered so much tech, better, okay?
But mine wasn't as big capacity as what the coffee machine needed. So I had to buy a bigger one, which costs a few $100s.
I see.
So about $1,000 anyway. Right?
Same. Yeah, right. It turned out to be the same.
And it sounds like it takes more effort.
And that's just an accessory.
Before you get to your first cup of coffee.
That's not even the coffee maker. He just said, that's just not the coffee. That's the accessory.
A voltage converter.
The whole, this basket, bean basket.
No, the basket came with the machine. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I lost one because I accidentally threw it away, but
I'm going to stick to my Nespresso machine. I'm just saying.
Me too. And again, if you bulk at paying a few $100s for the machine, you just can go for one of these subscription
services. Actually,
plans.
The subscription service and the convenience of it, in the long run, it's more cost effective.
I will say this. I love the fact that Nespresso will deliver to your house, mm-hmm. collect your used capsules right. and recycle them. I love that because then I feel like I'm doing something for the environment.
I wanted to say that too because you can actually, sometimes they do same day delivery.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Or at the very least, you know, overnight, next day delivery.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you don't have to plan ahead. You can drink all the way to, oh, I have no more capsules. I'll order now and tomorrow the capsules come. It's kind of a no-brainer in that
yes.
sense.
Although I have, full disclosure, I have to admit to a rookie mistake. So if you are thinking of buying an espresso machine, do not be stupid and not buy the bundle that comes with an Aeroccino machine. Because what I discovered was I bought my Aeroccino machine separately and later and paid almost as much for the stupid thing, which I love, by the way, but stupid thing, as a new machine would cost on its own.
Thank you for that tip. So pay attention, folks. Buy the bundle if you think you're ever going to need the milk frother.
And of course you are.
You will, because some mornings you just want more milk in your coffee.
No, some mornings you really, really just want a latte.
It's tough to wash. The Aeroccino is tough to wash because the whole thing is not waterproof, so you can't immerse the whole thing. You have to like kind of rinse, you know, empty it.
I'm beginning to wonder about you Business Times editor type people.
Tired. Washing things, right?
It's so hard to wash.
Lacking in time and energy, I thought I mentioned. This.
Have you tried the very old-fashioned stovetop Bialetti machine? Well, it's not even a machine. It's pressurized coffee pushed up. It's wonderful.
I'll take your word for it.
No.
No?
No, you know why? Because it sounds like it takes too long to get to my first shot of coffee.
It does take a while, yeah.
I want to hit a button. This is my morning. I stumble out of my bedroom. With one eye open, check to see if there's enough water in the reservoir for my Nespresso machine, hit the button to start the process, stroll over to get to decide what capsule I want. By the time I walk back to the Nespresso machine, it's ready to make my first cup of coffee.
But wait, Clarissa, I have to say that you can do that too with the Bosch and the Philips because there is a water chamber. You can keep your whole beans in the chamber.
Nespresso machine takes almost no space at all?
Yeah, it's very slimline.
It is very tiny.
These other machines are not huge either.
My Nespresso machine is also very cute. It's lime green.
Okay, you got me there. So you could spray paint, you know, your expensive Bosch machine if you wanted.
No, not. Anyway, we are out of time. And what we've arrived at is if you like a cup of coffee, you have many options to get a fantastic cup of coffee with legit crema, using the right amount of pressure, whether you go with the capsule option or the grinder machine option. If you like your coffee, go check them out. I actually, although you never mentioned it, quite like the De'Longhi. Like, it looks very cute too.
Yes, indeed. Plenty of options out there. Intermediate options between the hardcore, which is Tim, and us, who we need our convenience.
We're the convenient, lazy, where's my coffee
I need my
now?
Romance in the morning with my coffee.
Okay, you have your romance, Tim. This has been Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3 with Clarissa Montero, Timothy Goh, and from the Business Times, Christopher Lim.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.